A Specky Man Has a Breakdown, Day 116. The Publisher Regrets the Error. There's a typo on the back cover of my book. Not the dust jacket, the cover itself. On the first 90 copies of A Specky Man Has a Breakdown. Rick Samada kindly gave me a quote, and his word shining became shinging with a G in the middle. A nonsense word. The traditional publisher's remedy is an erratum slip, a small printed correction tucked inside the book. The traditional wording is, for such and such, read such and such. I decided to type 90 of these, one for each affected copy, on my manual typewriter. On my computer, I touch type with 8 fingers and my right thumb for the spacebar, but the manual typewriter made me nervous. I was sure I would miss the keys. So I started by picking out letters with 2 fingers, and I discovered that I could fit 15 errata slips on a single sheet of A4, even when some of them overran. 2-finger typing was slow and painstaking, but not fail-safe. I still missed the right keys occasionally, even after several sheets. For the last 2 sheets, I reverted to touch typing, which was faster, mostly better, but still not error-free. I want to make it clear that many of the slips were typed correctly. I wasn't trying to get them wrong. But here's a taste of what 90 attempts produced. And remember, shinging was supposed to be the only mistake on the page. In this typing extravaganza, I generated, among others, misspellings of the word erratum itself several different ways. The publisher regrets the error. The ooblisher. Reef shinging. And a correction to the original mistake that misspelled the original mistake, so I wrote oops underneath and went again. And one slip where 3 different spellings of shining all appear incorrectly struck through as if I was arguing with myself in real time, which is what it felt like. Another that simply records the collapse, oh dear, this is going very badly, before starting again on a new line. And a final slip that trailed off in mid-sentence, publisher I mean, the. I'm keeping the spoiled errata slips. They'll go into the books with the clean ones in the same sequence that I typed them. So if your copy of the book arrives with a misspelled erratum slip, it's not just a second mistake on top of the first one. It's the whole point. The book is about being hopeless and carrying on anyway. The slips are the same argument by other means. The publisher regrets the error and has decided to leave it in.